We want to know the way. John chapter 14, verses 5 through 8. The NIV version reads, Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Explanation: certainly at hearing Jesus' words, the 11 were confused and wondered what Jesus meant. That was when Thomas voiced what his fellow disciples were thinking. He told Jesus that, no, they did not know the way. Why? They did not know where Jesus was going. They did not recognize that Jesus' words in verses 2 and 3 referred to heaven. They were thinking that Jesus was going to some other locale here on earth. Jesus responded to Thomas with the sixth of his seven I am statements in John's gospel. Jesus placed emphasis on the I in his statement. Jesus stated a simple fact. He is the way, literally the road to heaven, soon to be paved by his shed blood on the cross. He is the embodiment of the truth, the reality of his Father in heaven. Jesus as truth in verse 6 aligns with the truth in John chapter 1 verse 14. Finally, Jesus is the life. He was not referring to the temporal life of this world, but eternal life in heaven. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross made it possible for everyone who believes in him to have eternal life. In verse 7, Jesus reemphasized the intimate relationship between him and his Father. They were one. Jesus' first coming was also God's revelation in the flesh of himself to humankind. Because of their encounter with him, the 11 now also knew his Father. For us believers today, we get a Trinity package deal when we accept Christ. We receive him as our personal Savior. We receive the Holy Spirit as our comforter and guide. We receive God's love evidenced by his favor in our lives. Unfortunately, the disciples still did not grasp it. They still did not understand. This time, another unlikely candidate spoke up, Philip. He wanted Jesus to show them his Father. Question: what do you think? Some people say there are many ways to salvation and that everyone attains it by following his or her own way. How should we respond to such claims?